Hello. This week we answer a question from Salvador.
I have a question about when we use in, on, and at. I don't know when to use them. Thank you, Salvador.
Dear Salvador, thank you for writing to us. These little words cause a lot of trouble for English learners. They are called prepositions. One purpose of prepositions in English is to show the relationship between two or more things in time or place. These three words do follow some basic rules. It may be easier to think of them separately. Let's begin with location or place. The first rule is to think of whether the place is general or exact. Here is an example of a general place, a city.
I live in Washington, D.C.
We use in with cities, countries, neighborhoods, and places with a clear boundary or dividing line. Now, let us add some detail with our next example.
I live on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C.
This shows that you can use on for streets. We are moving from the general, a city, to a more specific location, a street. If we add the intersection or cross street, we are adding more detail. That is, we are talking about an exact location, and we must use at.
I live at the corner of 16th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C.
Now you know the exact place the speaker lives and can guess that it might be the U.S. President, who lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
When you want to talk about a time something happens, you can also use in, on, and at. I have a friend who is getting married soon. I can begin talking about the event this way.
Caroline's wedding is in September.
I use in because this is general information. Use in for months, years, and parts of days, such as morning or afternoon. Getting more specific, I can use on and the day of the week.
Caroline's wedding is on Saturday, September 24th.
Finally, we can add the time and use at.
Caroline's wedding is on Saturday, September 24th at 1 p.m.
I hope this helps you to use these little words with more confidence, Salvador. Just remember them in order, in, on, at, and that they help you go from general to exact information.
What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Andrew Smith.